Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I'll read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. Third Sunday of Great Lent. The veneration of the Holy Cross. Mark 8:34-38, chapter 9, verse 1. When he called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said to them, "Whoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake in the gospels, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." And he said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, that there will be some of them that stand here, which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power." Care of the soul is the first and foremost responsibility of the believer. The current gospel reading very clearly expresses the value of the soul. The soul is of greater value than the whole world. Unless a believer practices vigilance, care of the soul can erode. Unless a person nourishes the soul regularly, the soul will not remain healthy. The soul needs the regular nourishment of the Holy Gospel. The soul regularly needs the precious body and blood of Christ. The soul needs protected from immoral activity of the body and the mind. The soul needs protected from polluted thoughts. The soul needs protected from illicit, illegal, and immoral behavior. The believer needs to live in ways that do not tarnish the soul. The soul needs protection from erosion that comes from being in unhealthy company. The soul needs protection from environments where unethical behavior is rampant. The soul needs to be in an environment where the Lord Jesus Christ is welcome and is confessed freely. Parents have a responsibility to care for their sons and daughters. Sons and daughters benefit from being raised in a loving home, taken to church regularly. Sons and daughters benefit from parents who love Jesus Christ. When the atmosphere in the home is firmly influenced and established by love for Christ, the family members benefit. Jesus was firm in renouncing individuals that cause little children to sin. Jesus said, "Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea." Parents having the blessing of having young children also have the great responsibility of raising young children in the best way possible. Too often news accounts appear about neglected and abused children. Christians need to set a good example for their sons and daughters. Christians need to be responsible in parenting their children. Parental goals for the family need to account for the care of the souls of all family members. The desire for a family to advance in material benefits should not result in sacrificing moral principles founded in the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Parents need to be conscious of their use of language, alcohol, and drugs. Parents need to be sensitive about the language they use in the home and the images they permit in the home via the television and computer. Parents need to examine personal views of the Lord Jesus Christ as expressed in the home. Each person will stand before Christ at the second coming. Each person does well to make good use of Great Lent, to repent of any sins, draw close to Christ. The midpoint of Great Lent is a good time to assess progress and determine the remaining needs requiring attention. Conscientious believers will want to conclude Great Lent as better Christians than when they began. The days of Great Lent are passing. Conscientious believers attempt to make the best use of each day in ways that are pleasing to God. Prayer and fasting are necessary to live in ways pleasing to God. The current gospel is a measuring point for believers. The current gospel directs attention to the value of the soul. Believers do well to carefully examine personal values. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Eventually, it will become clear whether the believer really treasures and cares for the soul. Believers caring for the soul will value holy confession as a means to have sins forgiven, to begin anew in Christ. Believers caring for the soul will treasure holy communion as the way to be united with Christ. Believers treasuring the soul will cherish hearing the Holy Gospel as a primary source of nourishment. Believers seeking to help the soul be healthy will avoid environments laden with poisonous practices. Parents will examine their marital relationships to determine if they are living in accord with the teachings and standards of Christ. The strength, moral, and ethical fabric of the marriage will directly influence young children in the home. Many factors go into the care of the soul. Holy baptism is a required step for entry into the church. Preparation goes into baptism. Preparation is needed for the remaining days of life. Care of the soul deserves first and foremost attention each day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Know the powers of heaven do serve. Enters. Lord.
We invite you to visit us at the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held Sundays at 10 a.m. We invite you to attend our daily services. They are held early in the morning at 5:30 a.m. and in the afternoon at 4 or 6:30 p.m. It is best to call for exact times. The St. George Serbian Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21, across from the power plant near Carmichael's, PA. For directions or times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. You can visit our website at stgeorgeserbian.us. That's www.stgeorgeserbian.us. Please give us a call or write us a note if you listen to the program. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbick. Our choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.